Project Sapient is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in law enforcement and military communities in conversations that we all know we need to have. All opinions you'll hear are our own, are protected by our First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
All right, everybody. It is midweek over here at Project Sapient. Peter, by the way. My name is Iman. Welcome back. Welcome back to the police roll call that we're going to have, this week's midweek roll call. This week, actually, very good, I'd say a good attaboy for this officer.
Who's this?
Officer Jonathan Wise out in California.
Johnny.
Yeah, Jonathan
Johnny Wise. Boy. What did Johnny do? Hold on, I'm looking at this. Holy shit.
Yeah. It just, you know what he is? He's a shit magnet.
That's all right. Don't judge, dude. I'm a shit magnet too.
Listen, so am I. So, fellow shit magnet.
We feel the pain.
This is for you, fellow shit magnet. Have a butt on us.
Tell me about Johnny.
So, all right, Johnny is a Marine. He is a Marine Corps Reserve. I don't know if he's still in, but Marine Corps Reserve veteran. 22 years on the as a police officer, served in various specialties. So he worked as a patrol cop, collateral duty, a SWAT member. He's on the beach team.
Hold on, what?
Beach team.
Hold on. Okay. Don't go anywhere.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You said beach team, bro.
Oh, Baywatch. Oh, John, he got you.
This is 3 minutes long. I'm going to play the whole fucking thing. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Johnny, we're not fucking with you, dude. It was an opportunity that we could have.
No, we're fucking with you, dude. You're a beach team. Total Baywatch there.
I'm actually jealous.
And a canine handler.
All right, I'm jealous of that, too.
Yeah, so he actually will go over real quick. This article we got from Police One, it was actually quite the rescue you did, man.
Yeah, I'm reading through this. This dude is badass.
Yeah, so I'll read it real quick. So it says, in a moment of improvisation, ingenuity, and perhaps a little bit of insanity, which we like,
yeah,
used a 100-foot canine leash to rappel 30 feet down rocky cliffs to rescue two young girls and their suicidal father, who had driven his car over the edge into the ocean below.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know if I could have done that.
Wow.
Using a dog leash?
Yeah, 100-foot dog leash.
I don't know, man. I mean, wow. I've never done it, so maybe. Yeah. That's why. That's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. You know, he's, the girls and their father survived the incident at Sunset Cliffs. And, so obviously he got accolades from the city. I mean, deservingly. And sure. Endless. And of course you get the endless, shit talking and joking from, to include his chief about getting written up for misuse of police equipment.
Dude, that's how you know you have a good chief.
Yeah, exactly. When he can make
light. When he can make fun of you, and yeah, you probably make fun of him back, and it's all good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
Trying to make light of all right, this guy just saved these two little girls, you said?
Yeah, two little girls and the dad. Their suicidal dad.
Obviously, there's something wrong with the dad, right? Yeah, or there was something wrong with the dad. We're not dogging on him.
Yep.
There was something wrong with him.
Yep.
I think I couldn't even possibly imagine trying to kill your own kids.
Yeah.
So there's something not clicking.
Yeah.
And here you have this officer that used, Jesus, he used a dog leash.
Yeah. Yep. Rappelled down and rescued them.
That's love, bro. That's 100% love for your fellow sapient.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, it looks like this isn't the first time he got on the news. I guess back in 2019, he faced an active shooter alone, taking him into custody shortly after the gunman carried out and killed several people in a synagogue.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
What an incredible human being.
Yeah.
If anybody knows him, we'd like to buy him a beer or a bottle of something. I mean, part of Project Sapient is we're going to be lifting up our brothers and sisters as much as humanly possible.
I want to get him a Baywatch lifeguard tank top.
That's a really good idea. I am so on this.
Or even a cutout of David Hasselhoff.
No, no. Well, what about a t-shirt with Hasselhoff's picture on it?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
So. Look at this. So I'm reading the article, and he goes, as I'm trying to figure out how to get down this cliff, I'm thinking about jumping in the water, but it's pretty high. Yeah. Look at the mind going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's rocky. It's dark. I couldn't tell where I would land. I see the driver's out of the truck, and he's holding one of the girls in his arms.
Yeah.
At the time, I have a 2-year-old daughter, so looking down into the water and seeing the girl, all I can picture is, oh my gosh, what if this was my daughter down at 5 a.m? Like, how many times has that gone through your head? What if this was my whatever?
Yeah.
My XYZ.
Constantly.
You weren't scared. So they asked him, you weren't scared of breaking. He says, I wasn't scared. I just figured if it breaks or whatever, and if I fall, I'm just hoping I don't break anything when I land. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But if I have to crawl out of the water and swim, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Look, it's that resolve we were talking about in the last episode.
Yeah, last episode. Exactly. The resolve. He was not going to fail.
He was not going to fail. I am not going to let these people die.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, exactly. It's actually, it's unbelievable. You know, he was thinking about it. I'm sure all this thinking was within seconds.
He probably realized what he was thinking after.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, like subconsciously he was going through this formula in his head and he just did what he did. You know,
he's talking in the article. Fortunately, I've done rappelling with SWAT. 3 months ago, prior to this incident, I had rappelled out of a helicopter in LA. Mentally, I was there, blah, blah, blah. I'm afraid of heights, but it's just like it was going to work. I wasn't really scared. It wasn't going to work. No, look at this. This obviously different because with rappelling gear, we all know you're controlling your speed with your harness. This was more of wrapping the leash around my chest. And hoping these cops were going to hold on to me.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, man.
Yeah.
This guy better have gotten the highest medal the state could possibly give him.
Or take the rest of the year off. You're good to go.
You're good.
You're good. I mean, it's amazing that he just went rappelling with SWAT, you know, just 3 months prior to the incident. So it's like...
Well, sometimes the universe works in mysterious ways, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, look, like I said, once I landed, the leash just fell off. It wasn't even attached. So I don't know if I was coming down or it just came loose or whatever. It wasn't even hooked onto anything.
That's amazing.
Wow. You know, so I was like, oh, okay, good. I got it off quicker instead of, oh crap, this thing wasn't even hooked. Wow.
Blows my mind, man.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Lower down in the article on Police One, it's talking about arresting the Poway synagogue shooter.
Mm.
I'm looking for the suspect, and I can see there's a car stopped in the middle of the traffic. I pull up behind the car. The driver's door opens, and I can see the driver is wearing some sort of batter's glove on one hand.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Talk about bat shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The driver leans out of the car and looks back at me. Ooh, how many times have we gotten that?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Being a cop for 20 plus years, I'm thinking, this is it.
Yep.
Dude, how many times have you thought that this is it?
Yep.
Plenty.
Yeah.
This is where it's going to happen. I'm thinking it's go time. I get out of my car, and at the same time, he gets out of his car. What looks like a bullet-resistant vest with magazine pouches. We all know those Sparkies.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell he doesn't have the gun in his hands. Talk about that awareness. You know what I mean?
Mindset. Warrior mindset.
Mindset. Awareness.
Yeah.
Like how many people, I'm not dogging anybody, but how many people would have panicked?
Oh my God.
Seeing a dude getting out with a vest on and mags on his chest. Are you kidding
me? We get panic calls just from airsoft. People walking into an airsoft building.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking, so I just run up on him and I think the surprise of that shocked him. So dude, he was doing the counter ambush stuff.
Yeah. Speed, surprise. He got the surprise.
Yeah.
You know,
did you feel any fear at the time? What was going through your head? Absolutely. You feel fear. Well, at least he's honest.
Well, yeah.
You use that to your advantage.
Absolutely. Warrior mindset, man. This guy gets it.
The hairs are standing up and go on.
Just saw it. You've got all these tools in your repertoire from training. My tool in this case was speed. We use the term in SWAT, speed, surprise, aggression.
For those of you listening, Ayman didn't make that up in the last episode. It's commonly used.
It's commonly used. So this is a SWAT team, you know, in the West Coast. Just like in the last episode, we were talking about this.
Right.
You know, we were just talking about this very thing. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I hope this guy's not ready for a cop to come at him at full speed. So I came out jumping out of the car, yelling, the dog barking, guns out, and I'm going to close the distance on him. Because if he's got a rifle, I'm hoping I can get the drop on him, and or he's going to realize, oh, shoot, this cop is coming too fast, and I give up.
Look at all the thought process that's going on in probably a matter of a half a second.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's the thing. I mean, again, that critical part of the speed violence, they call it aggression. In the military, it's violence of action,
yep.
but both are the same thing. It's the aggression. It's that warrior spirit in you, that resolve in you. I mean, how many people do you know that will run at somebody wearing a vest and mag pouch and unknown on the gun?
Right.
You know, it's...
Look, he made a decision. He made a decision using his experience, his training. He's capable and knowing of his own abilities and capabilities, right? He made a decision. He stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he, between the will and the resolve, he knew he wasn't going to fail.
Yeah. Yep. That's the most, I mean, that's such an important thing, that will and resolve. And with training, my God, train. I mean, he refers back to SWAT training, to the training he's done. You know, in SWAT, we use the term speed, surprise, aggression. It tells you he's training, you know?
He's absolutely training.
He's in that mode. He does it.
He talks about, for anyone thinking about police work, Peter's going to personally tell you, don't do it. Go become a firefighter.
Yeah, you'll sleep more.
You'll sleep better. You'll cook better. You'll eat better. So for anyone thinking about police work, you're never going to become rich, but it is a very fulfilling job. It's cliche, but we're here to make the world a better place for everyone in it. Yeah, I hate it when people say it sounds cheesy or it's cliched or anything like that. It's true. What's your purpose?
Yeah.
What's your goal doing this?
That's the thing. It's like speaking from as a veteran myself, and he's obviously a Marine veteran. Just having a purpose in life does wonders.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
Well, how many people do you know that don't have a purpose and they're driving themselves crazy?
I know plenty.
And this job gives a lot of people really good purpose because, look, he just says it in his life, my reward is just what I get to do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That's the thing. It is a very fulfilling job. I mean, it's a job that we do, and his job, it's an oath that we've taken, that we take seriously. Obviously, he takes his oath seriously.
Yeah.
And absolutely, anybody that knows him, we would love to talk to him.
Yeah.
Reach out to us on our Instagram page. Reach out to us on our Facebook page. Send us an email, projectsapien2020@gmail.com. We'd love to talk to him. I mean, this guy is a genuine police hero.
Yeah, he really is. He's a badass. He's genuine.
Yeah.
He talks about, look, I mean, he's even realistic. It's been pretty hard year for cops for a number of reasons. How do you keep your head up every day? And he goes, well, I see the reality. At times like these, when I have more people at a red light roll their window down and say how much they support the police or in line at Starbucks and pay for your coffee and all that. And he says, don't worry about the news or the bad publicity. This guy is totally right. I really want to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
He's totally right.
Yeah. I 100% agree.
I was saying it to a buddy of mine a couple of weeks ago. I've never seen more hatred for the police, but I've never seen more love and support for the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how many times is somebody going to tell you to fuck yourself?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, you get three people that, like this officer says, you're in line and somebody goes to pay for your coffee. I would never let that happen, but they go to pay for your coffee.
Yeah.
And they say thank you, or they bring your kid to them and they're like, hey, talk to the officer, blah, blah, blah. So for everybody listening and all the civilians out there listening, thank you for that. You don't need to do it. We're not doing this job for thanks.
No, we're not.
We're not. We would do this job even if you never thanked us.
Yeah.
It's our pleasure doing
this job. That's why we call it a thankless job.
And I have no problem with it being thankless.
Yeah.
Be thankless. Yeah. So listen, guys, this was our midweek episode. This is what, like our fifth midweek episode?
I've stopped counting. I'm drinking too much, guys. I have no idea.
We got some pretty good feedback from the last ones where we were DKing them, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I promise you I will never in the history of this show ever play the Baywatch theme again. Maybe. I'm not sure yet. So, guys, listen, thanks a lot. This was the midweek, and we'll see you next week.
See you.